Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How in the world are you?
I'm doing great, my elf. And how are you? It's been too long.
I know, like a week. But it's felt like a month.
Yeah, like a
month. I know. It's like every day is jam-packed with a whole bunch of shit I didn't expect. So
it's surprise Earth School
Day. It is
day.
Surprise Earth School life, it seems. Totally. Yeah. In fact, today we want to talk about something weirdly we haven't talked about.
I know. And we have a special surprise.
We do have a special surprise, but we, of course, are going to take a while to land that plane and give a little background. I'm all about delaying that plane landing. So we're going to circle the airport a little bit with this.
We're going to start at the beginning.
Yes, we are. Because one thing we haven't talked about on this show, if we have, we've only mentioned it at most, is automatic writing.
Automatic writing.
Right? It's one of the clairs. It's one of our psychic superpowers that we all have.
There's so many things about automatic writing. We're going to talk about it. But the thing that I love about it is, like, you don't have to be someone who meditates every day. You don't have to be reaching for it or striving for it. Sometimes it just spontaneously happens and then it never happens again. But it's so cool. So you can have the experience and it's just this amazing, amazing Earth School surprise.
So what happens with people, and to your point about the surprise of it, is that there are times, and there's lots of stories about them, where somebody picks up a pen, because my experience has been, and my stories have been, actually physically writing, not so much typing on a computer, which I'm sure it's possible, but it's been more the physical act of writing, which I don't teach in schools anymore, but that's beside the point.
Which is actually a really big point. The connection between the brain development and handwriting has been so well documented and so ignored because we have keyboards now to replace our brains.
We do. You know, I keep notebooks with me all the time because I write. I rarely have to look back at them because I remember things. And that's why I do it.
Right. The handwriting and the brain are connected. That's
right.
Yeah.
So this whole surprise, though, of picking up a pen and beginning to write, and all of a sudden, it's not you writing.
It's like, okay, I'm writing, I'm thinking, I'm writing, and I'm editing in my head. How do I spell that? And then all of a sudden, you're being written, right? There's something flowing through you, and you are the vehicle for what's coming through you. And it's effortless. There's no, oh, how do you spell that? Is that the right word? It's just a flow-through process. And it's extraordinary. The clarity in which it happens, the energy. There's no exhaustion because the energy flowing through you is energizing as it goes. It's this exquisite gift. It's just a gift.
So I've read, there's been some authors, they don't use automatic writing as the term for how they, you know, wrote their masterpieces. But if you read into it, that's exactly what happened. It's like, or at least it was the spark that started it, you know?
And they'll talk about the muse, right? Well, you know, the muse just showed up.
P.S. We have a new pouch called the muse, just so everybody knows.
Oh. I did not. That was not paid to say that. But
you were not
awesome.
Paid. In fact, I don't think you know. But we have,
I didn't know. I didn't.
But we have a pouch for this reason, for inspiration. And it's called Muse, and it is one of the Mount Meru crystal lingams that's in the pouch, as well as a sunstone and iolite stone to accompany it. Because iolite is our creativity, right? Like it hits that third eye, that sixth chakra that we have.
It hits that pineal gland.
Holy crap. Right?
And it's such an exquisite stone.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful to look at, but you can even lay down on your back and put it on your forehead, put it on the third eye, and just cook.
And then it has the sunstone in it that is that energizer, right?
Yes.
It's that second chakra, let's move type of energy to it. And the sunstone sparkles. It totally ignites. So anyway, yes, a muse.
Yay.
Brenda is clapping. We have a physical muse as well. But I've used that term a lot. In fact, I've been called a muse. And I have had people who have been that kind of muse for me as well. So anyway, wanted to have physical representation for everyone. But this was not intended to be a mini commercial about our muse pouch. But since you said the word muse, I had to bring it up.
I did. I'm so glad. But it is true, right? So for centuries, people have talked about the muse, right? Like this unknown spark of creativity. And that's the same thing as
Da Vinci
writing.
Da Vinci claims, right. Her name is out there in the world about that was his muse. So automatic writing is one of the more fascinating, and I will have to say unexpected, psychic superpowers, because I guess everybody would say something is shocking. I mean, I remember the first time I heard, I had the clairaudience and I heard something from the other side was very shocking. But I think the result of what automatic writing is to me is probably the most shocking part of it, I guess. So the experience is amazing. Like every psychic experience is amazing, but the output from automatic writing is what is positively stunning to me. Have you ever done it?
I have had experiences of it in different ways than you have, because I'm just going to be really transparent here. I'm not proud of this.
Confession.
Which confession? And so, you know, I'm a teacher at heart, and like anyone in our school, sometimes you have these moments when you're like, I don't have anything to say. I have this class. I have people coming. I have nothing to say. And so then I melt down for a couple of days.
It's like a writer's block.
Yeah, it is like a writer's block. And then I just surrender completely and pray and, you know, do that thing. And then when I sit to write, the whole class just flows.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I don't have like a published book or anything. Of course, I've never tried for that because that sounds like too big of a meltdown.
Because you had me to do that instead on your behalf.
Thank you.
My love letter to Brenda, my love letter to my wife, and my love letter to my mother. That is that book. And Mona.
And Mona, of course. So that's my experience. And the class is written. It doesn't matter if the class is a 10-hour class or a 6-month class. Like, it's done in 20 minutes.
That's amazing. You know, I've had cases where I have had, I'm going to call it a creative block. And it didn't really come out through automatic writing, although I think it probably has. I'm just not aware of it. Because in my head, you don't automatic write in PowerPoint, but I weirdly think that I have for work-related things. But where how it's happened for me is I'm kind of stunned silent, but it's my turn to talk and I have to share something and my mouth opens up and something brilliant comes out. And I promise it wasn't mine. That's why I can call it brilliant. Literally brilliance comes out of my mouth and I'm like, yeah. And it's like, I swear this happened one time. And I think I've shared this. It happened with Jeffrey Katzenberg, and I'm sitting next to Jeffrey and this brilliant idea pops like this out of my mouth, like vomits out. So I was so stunned. I stopped and I looked around like, where'd that come from?
Who said
and
that?
They're all looking at me like, why is she looking around? Because I'm looking for where it came from.
I just want to say thank you.
Exactly. I'll take a bow because I actually let it happen. But that's all in credit I can take. So this has happened to me. And here's what's funny about it. It actually happened in the same room, conference room 335 on the Fox Lot, where all those other moments happened, like when my mouth would open up and something brilliant would pop out with Jeffrey Katzenberg. Literally the same room, the most amazing automatic writing experience happened, but I'm going to take us back to the night before.
So I just want to clarify, is that room the same room where the lights went off
yes,
that one time?
Yes, it is.
Yes. We need to take a break.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, I know. And then we'll come back and you're going to take us back.
I'm
going
to take us back to the beginning.
We'll be right back.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And welcome back to Julie's Back to the Beginning.
Her origin story of automatic writing. And we will eventually explain why this episode is called Billy Ghost. So the night before this event took place is a lesson for everybody to keep a notebook on your bedside table. I was in that state of kind of half asleep, half awake. Mm-hmm. And a line came to me. And it was, Billy Ghost knows that you're afraid of the things that are not man-made. Just that line. That is all I got. So as I'm laying there wanting to go to sleep, I ask Jacob, and everybody should know who Jacob is by now, but he is my primary guide. I mean, at least he makes himself known the most. And he likes being called my main man. He's my main guide squeeze. He's quite handsome, just for the record.
Nice.
So I asked Jacob, and by the way, our house is quiet. Suzanne's asleep. Homer was snoring. I mean, all is well in the house. And I ask Jacob, am I supposed to go write this down? Do I need to get up and write this down? And it was yes, get up. I mean, he nudged me. The little brother would go, get up, get up, get up, get up. I mean, he like, get up, get up, get up. So I got up, very unhappy about it. And I wrote this line down. So now we're going to go fast forward to that next morning. And I'm in this conference room 335 on the Fox lot. And I hope anybody who I used to work with is listening to this and having a moment of 335.
I hope they're in that room. Wouldn't
that be great? It's not 106, everybody, because I call that the penalty box. 335 was the main conference room. So I'm sitting in 335, and all of a sudden, I mean, I don't even remember picking up my pen. I pick up my pen, and I just start writing, and the first thing that came out was, it was a day like today. It wasn't any old day. And I'm like, okay. So I sat there throughout the whole meeting. Luckily, it wasn't my meeting. And what seems to be the result was a children's book. I say children's book. I think it's great for really anybody. It's a little Dr. Seuss-ish because it rhymes. So what happened was this little amazing piece of work came out. And it happened three different times because I have three different versions of this. And every time, they're not mine. I mean, I can't rhyme to save my life. I love a good one, and I always acknowledge somebody who has one, but this is so not my thing. And it was also really strange because what came to me, it was like I was writing about myself in third party. So without further ado, if everybody's good, are we good if I read this?
Well, I want to back up just a minute.
Okay, back up.
Like, I'm picturing you, you know, at Fox. So you go into a meeting where you're supposed to be paying attention and weighing in on things, and you just start writing? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what happened.
And did people look at you or look to you? To engage with you at all in this meeting?
Not at all.
Which is, how unusual is that for you to be silent in a meeting?
Odd. I mean, like, unheard of, uncommon, rarely happened.
Right. But I just want to point this out because it literally, just talking about it gives me chills. Like, you can just feel how the spirit held you,
yes,
right? To take care of you, to have that meeting at that time the next morning take place in your magic room and then protect you so that you weren't taken out of that trance experience so that you didn't have to come back to your consciousness and break the trance. Like, you could download that version, that first version. And, you know, there's really no other explanation other than you were just being held and protected in this sacred space.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of when Jacob saved my life on the 405. Like, that protection of, I'm going to keep everybody out of your space because you need to hear me tell you that there's going to be an accident.
No phone calls.
No phone calls. Put both hands on the wheel.
People didn't pick up.
Nobody picked up. Exactly right. I never thought about that until you obviously bringing this up. But that is exactly what happened. And I was, here's the funny thing, just to add a little more fun drama to the whole thing, I was sitting at the head of the table and nobody said a word to me. Nobody.
That's amazing. So then when the meeting ended, were you in a place where you got up and left with everyone else? Did everyone just kind of leave you in the room? Like, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. They left me in the room. I wasn't done. I just kept going. I can't even tell you what happened. I was sitting in that room by myself, finishing.
You guys can't see me, but I'm putting the little air quotes around by myself.
Yeah, by myself, meaning there were humans around. I think it was very busy in there. And I don't know who came from specifically. I don't know if there was a specific spirit who was doing this. I don't know if it was a collection, but I can tell you it was very clear and so much intention in this. And I've actually read this aloud to people over the phone who needed it. And they're like, oh my gosh, you should make greeting cards. I'm like, okay, slow down. Slow your roll. Just take a minute. Because it's actually beautiful prose. I mean, it's that's the crazy thing about it. It's beautiful prose.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's really sweet.
Do you want to take another break before I read, or do you want me to go? It's up to you.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit more about Billy Ghost, because we were talking actually about doing this episode, and my elf was saying that it doesn't take that long to read. How long does it take?
No, it's probably, I don't know, it depends how much drama and pause I put into it, but probably 7 minutes, maybe eight max.
Somewhere in that 7 to 10, right, depending, right? Which was shocking to me when she said that, because my experience of the story is so deep and expansive and nuanced and layered and supercharged. Like, that's my experience. I'm like, how can that only happen in 7 minutes? That's crazy, you know, because it really does. It's a beautiful tale of the human spirit and of love. And so it's a supercharged experience. But I also just want to talk just a little bit more to let people know, like, one of the ways, because you said, I don't know, like, it wasn't like Jacob was talking to you and giving you this, right? My impression is that you didn't actually hear it. You just wrote.
I didn't hear. Nope. I just wrote.
Okay. And so I just want to tease that out for people in this automatic writing or painting or composing or whatever you're doing. It's, you really do become the flow through. You become the channel, the medium that the spirit is flowing through to bring this message forward, to bring this blessing, to bring this healing, to bring this gift forward in whatever format it is. Because the version doesn't matter. There are people who don't paint, who will all of a sudden pick up something and paint something extraordinary. Like, I don't know, I just did that, you know, just once, one and done.
Kind of like Milli Vanilli, you know, one hit wonder.
I'm like, where is she going with this?
Who knows? The plane's still flying. The plane is not landing. We're still circling the airport. So why the hell not bring up Milli Vanilli?
Exactly. Why not? But my point is, I just want to invite people to consider, when you do get an inspiration that doesn't make sense to you, what if you just went with it?
That is a great insight. It's like, just go with it.
And be unattached to what comes out.
It wasn't. It's an experience that you're not dictating. I think that's the difference, right? I was not dictating from a spirit. Spirit wasn't saying, okay, write this down. Okay, now this is the next line. Okay, that's the next line. It was like somebody was moving my hand and writing the words that they wanted me to write. That's what it was.
Yeah, it is this flow through. The editor, the critic in your head is completely shut off, right? Which is very rare in our school.
Oh, very rare.
We're constantly judging ourselves and others. And in that moment, it's completely quiet, which is how you know it's not a human experience, right?
Right.
It's a spiritual experience. And I was just wondering, at this point, you had a pretty committed meditation practice, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that also helps.
It's not necessary, but I was deep for sure. I think that the other thing for folks about this is what it actually gave me was a confidence that if I'm ever stuck, there's help. Mm-hmm. And I have tapped into that, you know, automatic writing energy before when I've panicked about something like, oh crap, I need to go write a press release, you know, or something like that. Or, oh crap, I need to write this, or I need to write copy for the site. I need to, because all the copy is written by me. And when I have that panic moment, I'm like, okay, just release everything and just let it come to you. And it does, and hasn't failed me once. So that, I think, is probably the most important thing for people to know, is that if you can surrender when you feel like you're in a bind and you don't know where you're headed, just surrender and let them come in and help, because they do. And I say they because I don't know who it is specifically. You know, the greater they.
Yes, because people are like, well, I surrendered. No, you got to get the hell out of the way. You got to get out of the way. You got to get your ego checked and release attachment to the outcome. Just be willing to show up and serve.
And I'm a girl who had an ego, and I understand that. And here's the funny thing about it, is that the other really great result of this, I always used to say that I've kind of like given up on a lot of the ego stuff. Doesn't really affect me in a business stance, and really much of any stance anymore. And to not scare people, I say, oh, it's come with age, but it's not. It's come with spirituality. That is the train that I jumped on to move away from the ego station. I still have one, right? I'd be lying if I said I didn't. But these types of moments, these events, make you realize that, A, it's not A, all you or about you.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Julie's going to read for the first time ever publicly.
We were just kidding in the first break that we're going to come back and do it. This is, again, about not landing a plane. Well done, my witch. Well done about not landing a plane. You get major kudos. Okay, we're going to take that break now.
And we'll land that plane when we come back.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And welcome back to the first reading of Billy Ghost. The crowd goes crazy.
Oh, my word. All right, so here we go, everybody. This is entitled Billy Ghost, Where We Go When We Go. It was a day like today. It wasn't any old day. The moon was shining fully. It was the day Billy met Julie. She was taking pictures when Billy showed his head. Julie was so shocked, her body felt full of lead. Come look, come take a gander of this ghost picture on my camera. No one was home that Julie wanted to tell, because she lost her grandma that wasn't doing well. But whose voice was that coming from the kitchen? It's me, said Billy, and I need you to listen. Julie's ears perked up and her eyes started to glisten. He began with his name, and they went on from there. About 5 minutes in, he really began to share. These things I say, I want you to relay to every person with ears, this can remove their fears. To remove the fears of what they cannot see can make their life more full, more rich, when they believe. The wisdom I share is real and true. How you tell them, dear Julie, is totally up to you. This book is from Billy through Julie to you to help you grieve and simply get through. When someone we love is far and gone, our hearts feel like they have no song. The love we feel turns into pain, where everything in the world feels so mundane. Every color we see turns to gray. Every emotion feels like a dark and rainy day. What makes us special is our soul. When it's time to leave our body, there is no toll. To heaven we go, leaving our body down below. The ones we love may no longer be made of flesh and bone, though I can assure you, you will never be alone. Our loved ones let us know they are more than a memory, because our spirits are made of energy. It may be through a flickering light, or a door that shuts in the middle of the night. It could be a familiar tune on the radio of a song you danced to some time ago. If you look at the clock and it says 4:44, it could be your loved one from the other side door. You may see them in your dream, just in front of a giant moonbeam. If you see them in the corner of your eye, try not to be tongue-tied. Nod your head or say hello. Through this, your love will certainly grow. This may not stop your tears, but it may stop your fears that your loved ones are not gone for good, as they will always be near you or in your neighborhood. Just close your eyes and call their name. Silently or aloud, it's all the same. One thing in life is for sure. For the love we feel, there is no cure. Through illness or death or a baby's first breath will be what we hold, as love is more valuable than gold. The end. And I really want to dedicate this reading. I just have to say this because this morning I actually found out that my high school boyfriend, John, lost his mom this morning and that he had just lost his dad a month ago. So to John and to Deanne, to Jenny and to Mark, I love you all. And this is for you.
Thank you. Thank you for channeling that. Thank you for sharing it. And thank you for reading it so beautifully.
And thank you, my witchy poo. And I hope all of you can use this whenever you need it, because you might not need it today. You might not need it ever, but somebody may. So I hope that you share it. And I hope that these words comfort you and give you like a warm blanket to snuggle with when you need it, because sometimes words can be a warm blanket that you need.
Beautifully said. Thanks for listening today, everybody. And remember, Earth School is hard
without the other side.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.